100 yards away, pelted by the torrential rain, lay the Heart of Gold. Its hatchway opened and three figures emerged, huddling into themselves to keep the rain off their faces. "In there?" shouted Trillian above the noise of the rain.
"Yes,"
said Zani Whoop. "That shack?"
"Yes."
"Weird," said Zaphod. "But it's in the middle of nowhere," said Trillian. "We must have come to the wrong place. You can't rule the universe from a shack." They hurried through the pouring rain and arrived, wet through, at the door. They knocked. They shivered. The door opened.
"Hello?" said the man.
"Ah, excuse me," said Zani Whoop. "I have reason to believe..."
"Do you rule the universe?" said Zaphod. The man smiled at him.
"I try not to," he said. "Are you wet?"
Zaphod looked at him in astonishment.
"Wet?"
he cried.
"Doesn't it look as if we're wet?"
"That's how it looks to me," said the man. "But how you feel about it might be an altogether different matter. If you find warmth makes you dry, you'd better come in."
They went in. They looked around the tiny shack, Zani Whoop with slight distaste, Trillian with interest, Zaphod with delight.
"Hey, said Zaphod, "what's your name?"
The man looked at them doubtfully.
"I don't know. Why do you think I should have one? Seems very odd to give a bundle of vague sensory perceptions a name."
He invited Trillian to sit in the chair. He sat on the edge of the chair. Zani Whoop leaned stiffly against the table, and Zaphod lay on the mattress.
"Wow-wee!" said Zaphod. "The seat of power!"
He tickled the cat.
"Listen," said Zani Whoop. "I must ask you some questions."
"All right," said the man kindly. "You can sing to my cat if you like."
"Would he like that?" asked Zaphod.
"You'd better ask him," said the man.
"Does he talk?" said Zaphod.
"I have no memory of him talking," said the man, "but I am very unreliable."
Zani Whoop pulled some notes out of a pocket.
"Now," he said, "you do rule the universe, do you?"
"How can I tell?" said the man.
Zani Whoop ticked off a note on the paper.
"How long have you been doing this?"
"Ah," said the man, "this is a question about the past, is it?"
Zani Whoop looked at him in puzzlement. This wasn't exactly what he had been expecting.
"Yes,"
he said.
"How can I tell," said the man, "that the past isn't a fiction designed to account for the discrepancy between my immediate physical sensations and my state of mind?"
Zani Whoop stared at him. The steam began to rise from his sodden clothes.
"So you answer all questions like this," he said.
The man answered quickly.
"I say what it occurs to me to say when I think I hear people say things. More, I cannot say."
Zaphod laughed happily.
"Ha ha! I'll drink to that,"
he said, and pulled out the bottle of Jank's spirit. He leapt up and handed the bottle to the ruler of the universe, who took it with pleasure.
"Good on you, great ruler," he said. "Tell it like it is." "No, listen to me," said Zani Whoop. "People come to you, do they, in ships?"
"I think so," said the man.
He handed the bottle to Trillian.
"And they ask you," said Zani Whoop, "to take decisions for them about people's lives, about worlds, about economies, about wars, about everything going on out there in the universe."
"Out there," said the man. "Out where?"
"Out there," said Zani Whoop, pointing at the door.
"How can you tell there's anything out there?" said the man politely. "The door's closed."